This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program. That's Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. So anything that doesn't sound right, you can send your email to him, rich@dougstephan.com.
I can only control everything except what comes out of your mouth.
That's so.
Rich@dougstephan.com.
Dougstephan.
Yeah,
that's Doug. Yes, okay.
That was my cheesy commercial for you.
Thank you very much. 888-302-3684 gets to this wonderful place called the Good Day Program. Speaking of places, Cleveland on the
Cleveland
Erie Canal beat out Dallas to host the Republican National Convention. Because why, boys and girls, this is a class. Let's see how well you know your political science. Ken Kessler, why did Cleveland beat out Dallas? Dallas, much bigger city, more attention. So why would they have the GOP convention in Cleveland?
I give up. Why?
Okay. That next person in class, Jennifer Horn.
I don't know. I mean, if Cleveland. I were planning it, I would say Dallas because
really?
You know, it's Texas.
Okay, good.
You got Rick Perry who
Rich.
Wants to run. Come on.
Oh, I know. Can I have my turn back?
No, you lost your turn.
Oh, man.
Because there's not a Republican in Cleveland and they need to convert that city.
There you go. It's a battleground state, Ohio.
Yes, that Richie was
swing
closer.
State.
It's a swing
it's a
state.
Swinger.
A key swing state. I don't know how many swingers they have in Ohio.
I listened to a story about it on NPR yesterday.
So now you know the rest of the story, Richie.
Well, parts of it. They were just talking about how they have an opportunity to reintroduce themselves to the Democratic voters in that area. Mm-hmm. And they are interested in hearing what the Republicans have to say. Mm-hmm. So they see it as an opportunity, and it's a smart move.
Remember the old television show Wanted, Dead or Alive?
Or the Bon Jovi song?
Adams. Yeah. Is there a song? I don't know that song.
Oh, yeah.
You can probably find it because it'll go well with this story, Richie.
Okay.
Story number, is this story number three already? Wow, we're moving fast here.
Yeah.
Story number three, the story of a number of vials, old vials of smallpox.
This is an unbelievable story.
This is not a good story.
It's unbelievable.
This stuff has been put away someplace. Forgotten?
No.
In a laboratory near Washington?
No.
Yes.
It's
may
in
I finish the story?
It's in the NIH. It. It's not someplace. It was in a closet.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. And forgotten.
Yeah.
How about? Yes, that's what I said. The vials of smallpox packed away. Nobody paid any attention to them for decades. Now somebody has discovered them, and it's not known whether the virus is dead or alive, or what to do. Do you realize what this could do to the population of the planet if
well,
this stuff got out? And it's put away in a cardboard box.
Isn't that crazy?
Someplace.
That's a hoarder, by the way. Whoever
they
keeps
were,
smallpox in their closet.
They were cleaning a closet, and they found a cardboard box.
Mm.
And they opened the cardboard box and realized what was in it. Mm. Now, to be able to sustain these germs, they would likely need to be refrigerated, and they are very likely not active. They're dead.
Uh-huh.
But they have been rushed to the CDC lab in Atlanta, where they will be destroyed.
Uh-huh.
And there are only two live known streams of the bacteria left. There's one in Russia and one here. How does that make you feel?
Mm-hmm.
But how does it make you feel to know that some dude just cleaning out a closet at NIH found these?
Well,
and what was probably a box left there in 1972.
It just speaks to the complete incompetence of government and what there is now and has been and apparently will be a part of our system. The incompetence, the protection, the mechanism that's part of working in federal or state or county or local government, this kind of stuff. And it seems like half of what we talk about every day is this kind of incompetence and malfeasance.
Well, I will tell you, in Washington here, we find these stories all the time. Just a year or two ago, there were unexploded ordnances that were being tested from World War II, found in a, they were clearing a building, getting ready to put up a new building.
Yeah.
And when they were digging around, they were like, what is this? Oh, it's a bomb. Oh, there's several bombs.
Yeah.
And they found these bombs in neighborhoods. They have found, we find all kinds of stuff all over the place, all the time. These stories happen all the time here.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's you know, you can get all wrinkled up about it.
You know, the amazing part of this story, though, who released this story to the press? That's what I wanted. I would have thought that NIH
keep that quiet.
Yeah, would have hidden this thing.
Can't do that anymore. All right, let's talk about something else going on in Washington that is equally as troubling. The government made $100 billion in payments last year to people who may not have been entitled to get them. Tax credits to family that didn't qualify. Unemployment benefits to people who had jobs and medical payments for treatments that might not have been necessary. So the congressional investigators are looking into this. Apparently it's worse now than it ever has been.
Congressional investigators, please.
Yeah, so this is on top of a story that comes about. I think it was yesterday that I saw a person who'd been collecting his mother's death, not death benefit, but Social Security. She'd been dead for 25 years, and nobody knew it. Nobody figured it out. And again, how is this?
You realize how easy it is to fix many of our problems here in this country?
Well, but
how that if somebody just paid attention to things like these,
right?
If we just took 1 month and said, okay, Egypt and Israel and whoever else, you're not getting your aid check this month. We'll start back up again next month, but this month you're not getting your aid check.
Mm-hmm.
Right, do you know how easy we could be out of this trillions of dollars of debt?
Right.
But we're just, it's like crack.
Right.
Addicted.
Waste on top of waste on top of waste. We spend more time worried about Oscar Pistorius and the fact that his trial is over. Who cares? Why do we care? I don't give a damn about Oscar Pistorius.
And George Clooney's wedding.
Right. George Clooney is suing.
I care about that.
All right. Who is George? All right, Jennifer, give us the scoop on the George Clooney suit.
It's just another omen that this wedding should not happen, Dougie.
Right. And that he should be marrying his true love, Jennifer.
That he should be marrying,
Horn.
Exactly,
right,
this
right.
woman. Gosh.
Right.
Yeah, I guess there was a report by the Daily Mail that said that that George and his intended were having some problems because her family didn't approve of the wedding because of religious differences.
She's Jewish and he's not.
And then George said, that's
or is
crazy.
She? No, she's not
and
Jewish. What is she?
I thought she was Indian.
I thought she was Indian, yeah.
Well, Indian is not a religion.
Well, like a
yeah, but she might
Buddhist.
Be Buddhist or something.
Yeah. Anyway, keep going.
But anyway, so George says he doesn't normally comment or ever react to tabloid stories, but this one was just so outrageous and hurtful that he had to say something and do something. He had to take action.
Mm-hmm. And the action is to
sue.
He's
suing, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're calling it the mother-in-law rift.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mother-in-law. Mother-in-law.
Apparently you can say whatever you want about George, but you can't
mother-in-law.
Hit up the fiancé.
Satan should be her name, mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
Remember when we were listening to Britney sing without doing a flip?
Richie, you could probably find that song by Ernie K. Doe.
I could.
Why would you want to do that?
Just like I could have found Wanted Dead or Alive.
Me from singing.
Oh, okay, so I just looked up their religion. It's the Druzy. Have you heard about the Druzy religion?
Yeah, here it is. Amal's mother is not Druzy.
What is Druzy? I've never even heard of that.
They had too many drinks.
Yeah, they're from Beirut, Lebanon.
Mother-in-law, mother-in-law.
There will not be a Druzy wedding.
Yeah, what is a Druzy?
Mother-in-law.
I'm against the Druzy,
too. Kenny, you know, Satan should be my name.
Now I got to look this up.
What's the lyric line after that? Satan should be her name. You got to find
the lyric line after that.
It's a medieval, okay, it's a medieval. It's a medieval offshoot of Islam.
Yeah.
And those people are forbidden to marry outsiders.
Right, oh, another, it's a branch of Shia Islam.
Another open, there we go. More, I don't even want to say what I'm thinking. It is, you're right, Kenny, 16 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to stop the bags and the puffiness under your eyes, under my eyes, under all of our eyes. And I have the fix. We've got, I didn't make the fix, but Genucel has come up with a way, naturally, without surgery, to get rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. It's very easy to do. This cream, well, it's not really a cream, it's a serum. It feels really wonderful when you take, sort of touch it on your hands, put it on your skin. You know it's going to go to work, and you know it's going to work in 12 hours. Well, you may not know that until you try it. Then you start seeing a difference. Put it on tonight. Tomorrow morning, look at your eyes, and you'll see a difference guaranteed. Genucel. 800-543-9262. Combat those wrinkles, facial lines. No nasty surgery, no Botox, nothing like that. Just really cool ingredients that have been discovered through lots of research, stem cell research. 800-543-9262. In other words, what will work best on your skin? That's what they found out from doing the research, and that's why it works for men and women of all ages. 800-543-9262. Order Genucel right now and get a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment absolutely free with your order. Genucel works, guaranteed. That number to dial right now is 800-543-9262.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome nasty. What's wrong with it?
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before riding a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in this neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Guys, a nightly radio program. You knew that, right?
I did.
A rock. It's on, I don't know, 70, 80 stations. Not a bad show. He sounds uncomfortable, but he brings credibility to the discussion of that kind of rock music.
Do you think radio makes him soft? Do you think that's why he's uncomfortable?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, I don't think this song is a big rock and roll noisemaker like some of the stuff that Alice Cooper has done. Turns out Mr. Cooper is a big fan of White Castle sliders. He showed up at the company headquarters in Columbus, Ohio, to be inducted into the Craver Hall of Fame. The White Castle Craver Hall of Fame. Columbus newspaper says his real name, by the way, Vincent Furnier, was there, told a couple 300 people gathered at the headquarters. Stories about his father sharing White Castle burgers with him when he was a child. So, he decided he would make good on his... I mean, just kind of come square with it. That's all right. If White Castle had a fish sandwich, I'd probably be right there.
You know, my only experience with White Castle burgers is on Bourbon Street in New Orleans at about 3 o'clock in the morning and seeing cockroaches bigger than the sliders walk across the floor. That's when I pretty much said, okay.
Do you want to hear my White Castle story?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So they didn't have very many of them on the West Coast. And when I was very young, like maybe 4 or 5, they put a White Castle up the street from our office. And it was when my dad was just getting started with our radio station. So he went up there and got them to advertise.
Yeah.
And they bought live reads from us. This is in the 80s. And so he was doing a show and I was sitting with him and he's like, Jen, tell everybody what you think of those White Castle burgers. And I did not like them.
Oh, no.
So I said, they're awful.
That's great.
And I got the stink eye for days.
Not your fault. That's his fault.
Hey,
they canceled the air.
An honest endorsement of a product.
Did
that
they
was
cancel?
I don't know if they did or not. I don't know if he got in trouble. We should ask him.
Alice Cooper, by the way, opened up for Motley Crue
That's funny.
In Columbus last night. Why would that be the Motley Crue, are they that big that they could?
Oh yeah,
they're bigger than Alice Cooper.
I think so.
Yeah, nowadays.
All right, Grateful Dead news. A remembrance of the dead. The dead live, sort of. Crank it up, Richie. Come on.
Jam band.
This is the anniversary. This date, 1995. So 19 years ago today, the Dead played their last live show at Soldier's Field in Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And then Jerry Garcia died a month later. Remember?
Yeah.
His problem was he was abusing certain substances. He was in a substance abuse treatment facility when he died of a heart attack. Right?
He'll do it every time.
Yep. Too bad. All right, Richie. Did a nice job of that. Thank you very much. There's a wonderful video today at DougStephan.com. It shows me and Joe and Eric trying to get a bull because we need to move him from one pasture to another. And he didn't want to go on the truck. So the Richie edited the the video and put the themed bonanza behind it.
I love how you were letting them do all the hard work, by the way.
Well, I'm the boss. I'm supposed to let them do that. I mean, I have a bad arm. I don't want to wreck my arm by doing that.
Yeah, the one guy was trying to wrestle this thing down, and that bull was having none of it.
Right. The bull was fine after a while. There's a story we also have today about a Chicago writer who wrote the guide on how to survive running with bulls getting gored by some bulls yesterday in Spain. 28 after on Good Day.
Here's some creative ways to save.
Sometimes a lot of money.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
One is actually about shoe leather.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Shoe leather can deteriorate pretty quickly if it's exposed to perspiration or moisture. So put a charcoal briquette into a sock and actually put it overnight in your shoe. This will keep your shoes dry and lasting a lot longer.
You saved at least $100. And this quirky idea?
A lot of people use citronella candles to keep mosquitoes away. Costs can add up.
Instead, hang a sheet of fabric softener near a candle.
That will actually release odors that keep mosquitoes away.
For more ideas, check out the AARP Bulletin's list of 99 ways to save. And if you really want some incentive, run some numbers on the AARP Retirement Calculator. You'll probably need what you save now, later. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetablock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetablock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetablock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetablock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key.
ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, good day, good day.
All right, let's see what kind of surprises we can create for you in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, which will feature a conversation with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
It will also feature a story about a man with no arms being banned from driving.
Isn't that great?
There you go.
And airlines without windshields anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Airplanes without windshields.
Airplanes, that too.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to discuss the problem people have with cleft palates, how they develop in one's lady's womb, women's. What is there? How is that? There's a big to-do because of, and this is a problem that isn't new, but because the Duck Dynasty guys showed up in Washington yesterday to testify with a congressman who had a cleft palate, all of a sudden now the world is interested in the problems of the cleft. And that's really what it's all about. That's why they go and they'll get money, because some guy from Duck Dynasty showed up who has a daughter that has a cleft palate. How many tens of thousands of people?
But it is.
Yeah, helps.
I mean,
yep.
The most common
in the adoption world, it's a really big deal.
Yeah.
When we were going through the process of adopting Juliana, there's a lot of people who adopt kids with cleft palates.
And 1 in 700. I mean, that's
All right. Here's a problem that you knew existed, but you didn't know how bad it was, and this explains or dramatizes or demonstrates how much of a problem you and I had, anybody that was a mortgage holder during the 2008-2009 debacle, banks, mortgage security businesses, et cetera, all the banks that went out of business, this is how big the money was. When you understand that Citigroup is going to pay a $7 billion fine to the government to resolve the government probe into whether it defrauded investors of billions of dollars worth of mortgage securities in the run-up to the financial crisis of 2008. These were the bastards who caused the problem.
No. Don't buy into that. Dudley.
Yes, I am. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
Okay, keep going.
Well, I mean, it wasn't just them. It was a conglomeration of people and entities.
It was Congress. who forced them to give loans to people who should not have had loans.
I don't know if it was forced.
Yeah.
Well, and it was the dumb people that took loans and didn't take responsibility for themselves that knew they couldn't afford it.
So they masked it. They definitely masked it.
Yeah.
But the original problem was when Barney Frank and Congress said to the loan to the lenders, you must help these people get houses.
Yeah.
It's only fair
that
the people who can't afford a mortgage should have a house. Mm-hmm. Make it happen. Yeah. So then they saw all this money to be made there now that they could loan and the government was telling them and backing them. And then they ended up getting in this hole where they had all these bad loans and they would group them together with all these other good loans and sell them off.
But here we are. If that's the case, why didn't all these banks, like J.P. Morgan Chase has already paid a $13 billion fine.
Why didn't they come back and say, it's your fault that we got into this pickle?
Why are we paying billions and billions? So they must have done something wrong.
It
was at the hands of, you're not wrong when you say some of the members of Congress, and Barney Frank was one of them, and there were a lot of others who signed on because this was a great political ploy.
Right, and I'm not saying that the banks aren't culpable. They are, because they...
They're the ones who made all the money.
Oh, hey, look what we got here, ta-ching, and then build all this bad debt, and then let's just pawn it off over here and pawn it off over there.
Exactly. The ka-ching came when they sold off the securities to third-party investors, and the third-party investors were the ones that got screwed.
But it was Congress that gave them the...
I'm not disputing that.
...orders
to
really, okay, here, go do this. And then Congress is like,
look
what's going on.
But it's very interesting. I always look at the other side of the story. What's the United States Treasury going to do with all this money? $20 billion in fines.
Are they
going to
bail the people out?
Where is it going?
Okay, so let's follow this.
Yesterday, Barack Obama said he wanted $3.7 billion to pee away.
That is
in the desert of Arizona.
Where's all the money they already have?
Well, not only that, but it's just another example of throwing money. It's the same as throw money at the VA, throw money at the problems that we have
at
the border, and never fix the people at the VA. We were talking about this before you came in, Richie. These people that are responsible for all of the malfeasance are still all there. There's not one firing other than Shevard Nadze or whatever his name was. Shevard Nadze was the guy that died. It was a Russian. But you know who I mean. Shkapingibanga. What's his name? What was the guy's name? The Rand VA. General Shinsengi.
Shinseki. Not Russian.
Right. Anyway. So they get rid of him. And he becomes a fall guy. It really isn't his fault. He shouldn't have been put there in the first place.
When both Obama and McCain sit on the Veterans Affairs Committee
and
when they were senators.
And knew about all this.
And knew everything.
Yeah. Okay. Whew, man.
I'm sorry. I got it.
I'm sorry.
It's just,
all right. It's important to get that out.
It cranks me up when the... what do we call it? When the person allows you to drink actually gets the...
They're unindicted co-conspirators.
Yeah, unindicted, but the enabler.
The problem,
look what you did.
And the problem is that John McCain especially is the one that I think...
Hypocrite.
Yep.
Yeah, because he's the one that, you know, holds such a high regard for the military, and he talks about his war stories.
He knew this was going on all the time.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you live with yourself?
Well, you can because you have no conscience to begin with. It used to be. I voted for him.
I want to believe that he does.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, so Richie, you had something else that was a little more interesting.
I was just following the housing bubble full circle. Uh-huh. So you have Congress that tells the banks, you know, go ahead and loan these people money. Then the banks see the windfall, and then they have to hide all the bad debt that comes with it and sell it off. Okay, right?
Yeah.
That creates the bubble. The bubble bursts. The economy goes into the tank.
Yeah.
So all of the people who were affected by the economy going into the tank and then lost their homes because of it, because of Congress telling the banks to lend to the poor people that couldn't afford this, okay, the people who were able to afford their economy, now we're not able to. Does any of that $7 billion or that $13 billion that they are collecting in fines go to the people who were able to pay their mortgage before then get their money back?
All right. This is troubling me.
The answer is no.
No. All right. Let's go to a story from the crap can Airbus Industries. Airbus Industries in Europe, they make the Airbus, which is a crap can. By the way, there are two stories today that are moderately interesting. The fuselage for the 737, which is the Boeing, most popular plane Boeing has ever made, and they still are making thousands of them every year. They make the fuselage in Wichita at their plant there, and they ship them on rail cars to Everett, Washington to be assembled. Only problem is that some of the track is in treacherous areas, and yesterday there was a collapse, and then a when the
I think this was last week. I saw this picture yesterday. I wasn't sure if it was true or not.
What, that the planes fell off the rail car, the train derailed, and three of the fuselages went over the side down an embankment
and into a river.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I saw these pictures last week, and I was like.
You saw him last week? How come I only saw him yesterday?
But they used a different headline, like corporate dumping grounds or something like that into a river.
The Airbus people say they're going to build planes as soon as they can get a patent for them without windows in the cockpit. They don't want the pilots don't need to see anything, and it's aerodynamically...
I want my pilot to be able to see.
Yeah, I mean, have you heard anything more stupid than this? This shows you what these people are all about.
It takes valuable space away in the cabin. Everything's flown by computer anyway.
Yeah.
But I still want somebody to be able to look out the window and see what's going on.
Big windows and the reinforcement required adds weight to the aircraft.
Right.
What a stupid...
The computer is wrong, and there's a mountain in front of us.
Yeah. Exactly.
We best do something.
Better move.
Yeah. Aye, aye, aye.
I knew you'd love it, though, because of the Airbus detail.
All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Why do I always want to say Kevorkian? I don't know why it is.
Jack Stockwell.
Kevorkian. Not nice.
Cleft palate problems, among other things, in the focus as we review some medical information for you that's up next here on Good Day.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lame.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here's your craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man. Like, that was good. Yeah. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston Bastard was Boston.
Your Buick certified service technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
You deserve all kinds of good information. That's why you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell is in our stable of medical experts, reports to us every time, every week at this time, with the twists and turns in medical information. There has been an ongoing discussion since one of the Duck Dynasty families showed up in Washington to try to call attention to the problems that people have with cleft palates and lips and that sort of thing. What is it that causes that, Jack? Why is there a danger for some, and how would you know that if you were pregnant? How do you find out whether or not your child might have this problem?
Well, it's difficult to tell while you're pregnant. Usually that's only discovered at birth. However, some cleft palates, cleft lips are formed genetically, And so sometimes if there is a history of those in the family, there may be some suspicion of that taking place. Usually the cause is environmental factors during pregnancy. And it has been related to the use of antidepressants. It's been related to certain kinds of anti-epileptic drugs. Topamax has been implicated at times, the use of during pregnancy. The palate, the hard part at the top of your mouth, you have a soft palate, hard palate, and then, of course, the upper lip, are all formed from three developmental plates. If you can imagine a pie chart that's broken into three pieces, so there's three-thirds there, and you notice or you imagine that pie growing from the outside towards the center, all three of those pieces have to come together evenly for what would be considered normal formation of the palate and the lip. If any one of those thirds doesn't completely join with another one, then there's going to be a hole, which is the cleft. And it can affect the entire palate. It can be a little bit of the palate. It may be the palate only, not the lip. Maybe the lip, not the palate. Or it can be really disastrous and be the entire craniofacial formation there in the front of the face. That requires extensive surgery. And then even then, it's going to be difficult because there's always the psychosocial result that takes place. So usually, and it's the same thing. There's a causative link between the two and autism in the sense that SSRIs were used even during the first trimester of pregnancy can lead to autism. It can also lead to the cleft palate problem. So it's another one of these situations that we deal with our ladies who want to become pregnant or are pregnant when we're taking care of them in the clinic. It's just optimum prenatal nutrition as best as we possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Well, prenatal nutrition for all kinds. My daughter's pregnant now, and man, is she watching what she's eating. She won't drink any wine. She's exercising a lot and just is very conscious. She's made a study, because that's just the way my daughter is, of how to do this the best way. And she's one of the things we've talked about were childhood vaccines. This whole business last week about the vindication, should the child get vaccines, because she knows how I feel about it, based on the added ingredient of mercury to preserve some of these vaccines. Which ones should you do? Do you do them all? Do you do some of them? I know you have strong feelings about that, too, and I don't know that we asked you last week when this may have been, it was toward the end of the week anyway, I think, when this study of all the studies was done, and I think you said to me when we were having a conversation, it's the usual nonsense.
Well, the problem with vaccine, the epidemiologists have openly admitted giving a baby a vaccine during its first year of life is ridiculous.
Wait, hold on.
They have no,
do you
they
have a bird?
No immune system.
Do you have a bird there now on your
It's
street?
My pet parrot here that's tweaking instead of parroting.
Does your parrot, can the parrot talk?
Yeah.
What does he have to say?
He fills in when I'm tired, when I'm asleep during
the show. Dr. Jack.
He'll fill in for me. There's a book out there that your daughter needs to read called Deep Nutrition by Dr. Catherine Shanahan.
Deep
Nutrition will help her immensely during her pregnancy.
Dr. Catherine
Shanahan, just like it sounds, S-H-A-N-A-N-H-A-N, Shanahan, or something like that.
Yeah.
And deep nutrition, I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And an MD who's found a better way to live as far as nutrition's concerned. But the whole idea, you know, the idea of vaccinations is to develop a humoral immunity before the cell-mediated immunity takes place. It's getting the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all kinds of evidence now that this is what's causing this flood of autoimmune diseases out there. During the first year of life, a baby can't even form humoral immunity, and to give a child vaccinations. Epidemiologists admit, hey, this is just to train the parents to start bringing the kids in for vaccinations.
Yeah, right.
And when they talk about, well, there's much less of mercury, what they don't tell you is they put in a heck of a lot more aluminum or a lot more formaldehyde because it's to stimulate the body to create an artificial immunity. And it's very dangerous.
To vaccinate that parent?
Oh, heavens no. It's on an SP diet.
What's the standard process? What's the parrot's name?
Jack Jr., Mini-Me, Mini-Jack.
Jack, this is personal.
You and I are great friends, and I never knew. I've been in your house any number of times. I had no idea you had a parrot in there.
I don't have a parrot. I'm pulling your leg.
Who is it?
It was his phone.
You dummy. It was my phone.
His phone.
And it was Mary.
Dummy.
Mary was sending me a text.
Nice going, Mary.
It's a phone. You dummy. Yeah, it was all Mary's fault.
If you want to have to.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
That we are going on a plane to meet some woman who could be a crazy, sick lunatic. Didn't you see Fatal Attraction?
You wouldn't let me.
Well, I saw it, and it scared the shit out of me. It scared the shit out of every man in America.
All my life, I've been waiting for someone, and when I find her, she's a fish. Nobody said love's perfect. And all of them
coyotes singing. Tom Hanks' birthday is today. He's 58. Thus, the feature on some of his great movies. Some of his, you understand the depth that this guy has.
Amazing.
His abilities, why he's been as good and respected as he is. This is the cowboy song from the movie Joe Versus the Volcano, which was a movie that was done in 1990. But you heard that bit from Splash, which was cool. What else have we got? Sleepless in Seattle.
Sleepless in Seattle, and then... this is great.
Bachelor party.
But he can play...
He's funny, so many
different kinds of roles. The romantic stuff from Sleepless in Seattle to the serious side, Saving Private Ryan.
Philadelphia.
I thought The Da Vinci Code, frankly, because that's the kind of movie I really like. I thought he was really
great in that.
Ryan, anybody know Ryan? 101st Airborne? Ryan, you know a guy named Ryan? Private James Ryan from Iowa? Anybody know a Ryan? James Ryan!
And he really sold Captain Phillips. I thought he was Captain Phillips in that movie from last year.
Are you crying? Are you crying? That's not crying. That
no crying in baseball!
Is that one of the most famous movie lines ever now?
A League of Their Own?
Yeah.
That was precious.
Well, A League of Their Own was his comeback because he sort of had that, which all actors do, he had that sort of down period where he's making movies like Turner and Hooch. Yeah. And then he came back. He got a Best Supporting Actor nomination. I don't know, maybe one for A League of Their Own. But it's a great career. And yeah, that last scene in Captain Phillips was one of his most amazing acting performances. That was a good piece of acting.
Yeah, it was the whole thing, his whole career.
By the way, Joe vs. the Volcano, I think, is one of his worst films.
I love that movie.
Really? Oh, it's horrible.
All right, Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here on Good Day, and he has movie news for us right after these words.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facilities' needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Introducing the Firestone Grocery Getter. With her new set of Firestone tires, she can't wait to run out of milk. Now she's taking legendary performance straight to soccer practice. With a ride so quiet, you can hear your teenage daughter whispering about you all the way in the back row. When you make your car a Firestone, it's not just a minivan, it's mini-fantastic. So whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Chuck Curry loves the Planet of the Apes movies. Stuntman Terry Notary plays more than 100 primates in the new Planet of the Apes movie. When is that coming out?
Comes out Friday to terrific advanced reviews. I know you'll be first online.
Exactly.
You want to join me?
No, thanks. What else you got?
Star Wars Episode 7 is being currently shot in 2D and will be converted to 3D for real 3D in the giant IMAX screens. Its release date is still firm despite Harrison Ford's leg injury, December 18, 2015. No doubt that will be the biggest Christmas release ever at the box office.
You know, Disney is doing everything with this Star Wars thing. I see that on the Disney Channel they have a Phineas and Ferb Star Wars movie.
Huh?
They are taking the Star Wars franchise and just mixing it with everything they own because of the cash cow that it is.
They know how to make money, those people at Disney, that's for sure.
They do.
All right, Trucker, good job. Thank you. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.